AA Home and Auto Insurance.
Look at it. Son, you're looking at your phone. Look at the line.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at elkinchevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Are you interested in losing weight? Do you also experience binge eating, emotional eating, or out-of-control eating? Researchers at the Well Center at Drexel University are recruiting adults for a clinical trial designed to help individuals both lose weight and reduce problematic eating behaviors. Learn more by emailing edresearch@drexel.edu. or visiting online at the Drexel Well Center website.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
After a complete dismantling by the Saints on Sunday, Coach Doug Peterson told his players that the season is not over. Peterson said, quote, "We come to work on Tuesday, we roll up our sleeves and go to work. This group is committed to that," end quote. The 4-6 Birds host New York this Sunday at the Link.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit BayMGMTGroup.com. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
5 o'clock hour, Mike Missanelli Show. 5 o'clock hour, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. With no money down, up to 3 years paid off, interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDE. Visit goguida.com. Ron Jaworski will join us at 5:10. And, you know, I guess he's got to take a critical look at Carson Wentz right now. Carson did not play well yesterday. Look confused. Has been playing without pizzazz. You know, he's not making those magic plays that he made when they won 11 games under him last year. So let's see what Jaws has to say. Let's go back to the phones. We'll get Drew in Westchester in here. Drew, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Just actually wanted to change the subject, try to talk about more of a positive thing about the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
And what you thought about the game on Saturday with Jimmy Butler hitting that three at the overtime.
Yeah, it wasn't his best game during the actual game, and he had a chance to win it in regulation, but it was a clutch. He made two really clutch plays. The thing about Jimmy Butler is that he's a go-to guy who will make plays when you need. The Sixers haven't had that guy. So now they have a guy who can make plays, who's really smart on a basketball floor, and you can count on him to pull you out of fires.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, he's definitely been an all-around type player. It seems like he's working the field and getting everybody involved, which is a good thing.
Yeah, he's like he's a two-way player, as they say in hockey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a really talented Wayne Simmons.
Better than Wayne Simmons.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's a really talented Wayne Simmons. Like 100 times the talent of Wayne Simmons, but like a two-way player, you know?
That's yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Cool, thanks, Mike.
All right, brother, you got it. Yeah, I mean, he's a go-to guy. He's a, you know, he'll make a play for you. That's the difference. Mitch and Phoenix, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitch.
Not good. I got crushed yesterday with the Eagles, and today I'm getting crushed in the stock market.
Stock market's crushing you? You got no one to get
400 points down. What can I do?
You got to be like the Dukes. Sell! Yeah. Sell!
Yeah, the only thing the Eagles are going to catch is a cold. A cold. That's it.
It was the Dukes.
What? I'm sorry. Now you got me going with the trading places now. All right. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
No, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay. What did I say? I forget now.
I don't know.
I said the only thing the Eagles are going to catch is a cold.
Oh.
As far as what's wrong with the Eagles and pro sports in general, of course, you won't agree with this. It's not a job. You know, they classify being a professional player a job.
Mm-hmm. It's not a job when you play 16 games, which means you work 16 days, and you make millions of dollars a year doing it.
That's not true!
It's a job to these guys.
No, it's not. Yours is a job.
Yeah, they practice. They practice. They have to play hard. They go through manual labor in a game. Come on, man! Don't shortchange it. Football is more of a job than any other professional sport.
Okay, when I hear words like they need to focus, do a better job.
Yeah, well, that's all drivel. That's coach speak. That's all drivel.
Yeah, I got to do a better job. That's what Wentz picked up from.
Here's the thing. I ask people, like, what do you expect these guys to say? You know, it's why we don't have a lot of athletes on here, because they don't say anything, and coaches don't say anything either. What have you gotten out of Doug Peterson? Well, all due respect to Doug Peterson, he doesn't say anything. They're no covering their butt. He doesn't want to offend his own player. It's a different age now. My guys aren't as outspoken about things because it comes back to haunt them, and they can control the message now through social media. So they're not going to say anything to anybody.
Right.
They want to say something to themselves, they say it.
And what can Carson say? Oh, I played really well after the game. All he can say is I got to play better. What else can he say?
It takes a lot of strength for players to be questioned by people they know can't possibly understand what they go through. And I know that that's sacrilegious to a lot of people. And a lot of people think I'm pro-media. I'm really not. I know what pro athletes are thinking about the media. They think they have no right to question him. Now, it happens to be both people's job to answer the questions and ask the questions. But the reality of the situation is those players don't care about the media. They're not going to give they don't care about the fan either. They don't care about what they're saying is going to get to the fan. They think about one thing. They think of themselves in the little world that they're in. Jordan in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Jordan?
Hey, man. All right, so I want to talk to you about Carson.
Yes.
So here's my thoughts. I don't put it on him yet because I know he's not perfect, and I know he makes mistakes, but he's still young. And with the season that he's been having, I can't put it on him quite yet. And he didn't have a great game yesterday, but there were two things that I saw that really held him back. One was the play calling. And there's no reason for Zach Ertz to be, what did he have, like 5 targets yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he was double covered for a lot of the game. I get that.
They bracketed him the whole game. They bracketed. They had a linebacker in space on him, and he had either a corner or a safety on him.
Right, but don't you think that's on Dougie P to make adjustments and either run some tight end delays or get him?
It's on Dougie P to get the ball to other people that aren't bracketed. That's what it's Dougie P. If they see the bracketing Ertz, there's got to be somebody that's in single coverage that you can get the ball to. A slant to Golden Tate. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the play calling threw him off. And, you know, I guess you kind of talking off the ledge about Zach Ertz. I guess he does have to get the ball to other people. The other thing is the offensive line, and it's so beat up right now, and they're just not a unit. I don't know if you do or not. I don't remember Carson being able to stay in the pocket and make a throw yesterday.
You're right. He was pressured a lot more than yesterday than a lot of other games. You're right.
Yeah, and the difference between, I think, the magical plays from last year and why they're not happening this year is when a lineman would get beat last year, the rest of the linemen would bail that lineman out, and Carson had room to run somewhere else. This year, no matter which direction he's going, he's running into someone.
Yeah, but he's not running. See, the thing is, last year, his instincts were to get out of there, and he made plays that way. This year, his instincts are not to get out of there. Now, I will say that in the face of that pressure, he didn't respond very well. Usually, you have to hang in there an extra half second to deliver that ball. He panicked yesterday.
And you think that's caused from the injury?
I don't know what it's caused from. He's just not playing with the same pizzazz. I have no idea what it is. Whether he doesn't have confidence in people on the field, whether he's skittish now that the offensive line isn't the same, or whether it's the injury is really kind of taking a toll.
Whatever it is, they need to get it figured out because it's really hard to watch right now, Mike.
Well, it is, and that's what I'm saying. I just don't think that this team is capable of figuring it out. Because you have to figure out a lot. You have to figure that you're going to win 4 games here. Sweep the division and beat the Texans at home. Michelle in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Michelle?
Michael Gary.
What's happening? Where you been?
I've been hiding. I've been working late.
You've been working late?
In the evening. Yeah.
All right. Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm getting more money.
All right. Well, that's that counts.
Michael, I had a rough weekend.
What happened?
I'm an Orange woman. So Syracuse got trounced.
Oh, no. The
Orange. Saturday.
You know, the Orange, a lot of people thought that was a good bet, Michelle. They fizzled.
Exactly.
They fizzled in Yankee Stadium, and Notre Dame comes out with pinstripes to boot.
The nerve. Oh, that was awesome.
I didn't expect that. I thought Syracuse would give them a game.
I thought they would have given us a game.
Yeah, well.
Well,
you know, the same thing always happens, though. What happens? Syracuse dips below Penn State in the rankings. As usual.
We're going to have to turn it around.
Yeah, I got
now,
you.
Now, Michael, the Birds aren't going anywhere this season. Mm-hmm. They're going home. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have a running game. We don't have an offensive line. I think we're missing the coaches that we lost. Carson doesn't look good.
Michelle, you're a realistic fan. You see what I see. You are.
No, I keep it real.
You see what I see. I saw that game yesterday. I said there's no way this team has what it takes to win four games to get the nine.
No. It's over.
Yeah, all right.
I say pull Carson and put Foles or Sudfeld in.
No, you don't want to do that either.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
Over.
Yeah, but you gotta let the quarterback play. All right, Michelle, you take it easy.
All right,
don't be a stranger. All right, that's Michelle. She's a good caller. All right, so let's go to the man who has to have some views on this thing. I have Ron's gonna be optimistic. I think Ron Jaworski, brought to us by Bradford Whitewater Heaters, built to be the best. It's in his nature to say the Eagles have a chance to still win the division, right, Charles?
Wrong, Michael.
Oh, no, I misread the situation.
Yeah, you did. You know, last year was an incredible season. We all had a look at what greatness is and what greatness now was, and we now see what mediocrity is. And it's a mediocre football team due to a number of things, and starting with the injuries. But that's not an excuse. You know, you got to build a roster that has depth. And I know, you know, everyone has injuries, but this is a team right now that's a mediocre football team.
Yeah, let's try to like break this down. First of all, the obvious is that they're playing with guys off the street to play really important positions at quarterback and safety, and to think that this skeleton crew can hold off the rest of the NFC East is probably unrealistic, right?
Right. You saw it yesterday. Drew Brees will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. You saw a precision offense yesterday that. At Jim Schwartz and that Eagles defense, I don't care who was playing, they were out of position. You know, the Saints and Drew Brees and Sean Payton are joined at the hip. They have 25 different personnel packages. They not only physically beat the Eagles, but mentally beat them. It was just a plain old butt whipping. And, you know, you can't make excuses for LeBlanc and Sullivan and Douglas and Sidney Jones. They're the guys you got. But what you have to do is give credit to the Saints. You know, their scripted plays. I mean, the first play of the game, we think of secondary players in coverage. Well, you know, they have to play run defense as well. And Sean Payton knew exactly what he was going to get with that formation. You know, you get Sidney Jones in a lot of space against Mark Ingram. You know what's going to happen there. Ingram's going to win. You know, so just, I mean, it was a great game plan, and the Eagles just never got it rolling on the defensive side.
All right, let's talk about the offense a little bit here, because, you know, the defense is what it is. It's depleted. It's not the same as last year. Guys have aged. They're not getting the rush on the quarterback they used to. But the offense, you would think, would be able to do more than what they did. Let's start with the quarterback now, because obviously your eyes are on the quarterback at all times. What is going on with the guy? He didn't play well yesterday, and his numbers have been good, but he's lacked pizzazz plays all year. What did you see yesterday?
Yeah, I do agree. And, you know, I spent a long time this morning looking at the tape of Carson Wentz and trying to, at least in my own mind, figure out, what's going on. And I actually thought he was playing very, very well this season. For some reason yesterday, he was out of sync. He was out of rhythm. He was not seeing the field with clarity. In fact, that was his comment after the game. It was almost like the Saints had baited him to that first interception. I mean, it was great defense on the Saints. He had Nelson Aguilar beat his corner, but the Saints safety on the backside falls back in, and Carson never saw him. So, you know, they they baited him into that interception. But I was a little bit more concerned with the mechanics. I think, you know, every once in a while the defense is going to win. They're going to have a scheme that's better. But his mechanics were off yesterday. He was off balance. He was flat-footed. He was side-arming balls. He wasn't, you know, getting the mechanics proper in his throwing rhythm. The slot was inconsistent. And to me, that's the stuff that concerns me the most. You know, when you break down in mechanics, that's when the problems begin. So he's got to get his mind right after that performance.
Now let's talk about the coaching on offense now. The most Sean Payton is really smart. He takes away their most consistent player on offense, which is the tight end. He bracketed him the whole game. Hey, he had a linebacker like obscure the lane to throw to him, all that kind of stuff. Doesn't that mean that coaching staff then could counter with an alternative to take advantage of them paying so much attention to the tight end?
No, I don't think so. Zach Ertz is the guy that most teams look to take away. You know, if I'm quarterbacking and, say in my era and the defense is trying to take away John Spagnuolo, I'm saying thank you. You know, I got Harold Carmichael or Mike Quick, or I got Charlie Smith. I got other guys that have to win. And that's when the other guys have to step up. You know, they're going to get the single. You can't double everybody. Other guys are single. So it's up to Carson to find that single cover receiver and take it a step further. That single covered receiver has to win. The coverage always dictates where you go with the football. If you as a quarterback begin to force the football into double coverage, you're going to pay a steep price eventually.
All right, so you're saying that's on the quarterback then, not to find other guys.
I think it's on the quarterback and the other receivers. I'm saying, great, if you want to double, and hey, Zach Ertz is a tremendous receiver. He's going to command a double team. But you know that means the other guy's got to step up. You can't double everybody, Mike. The single cover receiver's got to win, and Carson's got to find them.
Why has Golden Tate been a non-factor pretty much?
They're using him, but you know, a guy's only been there a couple weeks. I mean, what did they say week one? They put in,
40
plays for him. I mean, the Eagles really, you know, they didn't have a whole lot of snaps yesterday. I think that the snap count was only 51, and he played 36 snaps. He played like, you know, three quarters of the plays, but you would think in a game that got away like that, that he would be targeted a little more than he was. But I think it's just a matter of being assimilated in the offense and understanding, you know, what's going on with the Eagles scheme. It just takes time.
You know, we would all like to think that a loss like this will have no effect on what the goal is, which is if they win four games, they get to 9-7, they really have a chance to win a division. What did you see in yesterday's game that makes you think that that can't happen now?
You know what's kind of interesting, Mike? I can talk to you about the X's and O's all day long. You know, that's how I've made my living in breaking down tape. But one of the kind of wonky things that I do is when I look to the sideline, when big plays happen, when plays are being made, I like to see the reaction of the sideline. Is the team into it? Is the coaching staff fired up? Or are players sitting on the bench with their head down? I like to look at that. And I got to be honest with you. The Saints played with tremendous passion yesterday, tremendous energy. They were flying around. It was like looking at a different speed, looking at the Saints' all-white uniforms and the Eagles' uniforms. They were intense. They were passionate. They were into the game. I just didn't see it with this Eagles as a team. I know that's a general statement, but, you know, it tells me something. And I'm sure maybe, you know, Howie and Doug, look at that sideline. How is that team reacting in the sideline? Are they just going through the motions? Or are they standing on the sideline, rooting their brothers on, and getting excited when they make a play? And I'll even take it a step further. Just think back to last year, how much fun this team was to watch when they had it going. They had the energy. They had the passion. They had the enthusiasm. They don't have it right now. Last night I watched the Chicago Bears. They are the Philadelphia Eagles of last season. There's a bunch of guys that are not playing great football, but they are loving playing the game. And for some reason, this team has taken a step back in their passion for playing the game of football.
You're saying this team could be mentally whooped?
I hope not, but it sure is. You know, hey, that Dallas game was a real an eye-opener for me. You know, I left London. I went to that game out in London. I said, all right, we got this thing back on track. They played a solid game in London. The bye week coming up. You know, the coaches have a week to study their teams, their tendencies, break their own team down. Another week for players to get healthy. I thought, okay, Dallas coming to town, a Sunday night game. The litmus test. We're gonna, hey, you know my prediction. That game was 31-13 Eagles. Well, they threw a clunker out there. to me, the light went on, and they better start looking a little bit closer at this team. It's just not the X's and O's. It's about the, you know, the Willies and the Joes and all the other things that there's just something missing with this team right now that I can't put my finger on. Mike.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely, I feel the same way. So this is your last question because I'm going to take it a step further. What I think is going to happen is that they're not going to win enough games to make the playoffs. Now, that means you think ahead and think what the state of the franchise is. When you look at the state of the franchise, there are a lot of positions that you're going to have to, like, the defensive line is now, there's like two guys you can count on. There's Barnett and there's Cox. The linebackers haven't played at all this year. The secondary, you know what kind of shape they're in. The offensive line maybe need two guys. The running back situation is uncertain. What is the state of this franchise right now as we look past this crazy post-Super Bowl year?
You know what's kind of interesting, and you started off your question to me by talking about, you know, Cox and Graham, and they didn't flash yesterday.
No, Cox and Barnett I was thinking about. Graham, yeah. Graham's probably going to be gone.
Yeah, I'm saying, but look at those guys you expect to have an impact if the Eagles are going to hang in that game. Yeah. You know, yeah, I'm watching guys like McGill is making a play and Hester's making a play. Who are these guys, you know? Mm. If you get in games like this, your great players have to dominate, and they didn't. So, yes, that causes me some pause when you look down the road what's going to happen with this football team. When your great players don't dominate and don't show up on a big game like that, that concerns me.
All right, Ron. Giants next week. They're a favorite. I can't count on any game anymore. I know you still be able to look at games. You've got to beat that team.
Yeah, well, they'll whip the Giants. But my goodness, this team right now is you know, even if it made the playoffs, where are they going? You look at the, you know, you want to see the Saints again? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I hear you, Ron.
You want to see the Rams? The Bears playing good football. I mean, there's, you know, this team ain't, you know, squeak into the playoffs by some sort of miracle. But unless something, if they have an epiphany quickly, they're going nowhere.
All right, the Ron Jaworski Show Wednesday. Where's it going to be Wednesday?
No, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving.
So, all the bosses gave me a Wednesday off.
Oh, there you go. It's Black Wednesday. It's the pre-Thanksgiving. All right, so we'll look forward to you next week.
You got it.
All right,
thanks,
buddy. There he is, Ron Jaworski, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. 610-682-0975. A couple lines have opened right now, so you can climb in if you got some thoughts. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Brian in Warminster. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike. So I'm a diehard Steelers fan, but I support the Eagles. Like, I'm greedy, and I want to see a PA Super Bowl. I'm only 26, so I got some time, but I'm greedy, and that's what I'm hoping for. But I want to talk about, like, what's going on with the Eagles. First off, people saying that they want Foles, that's crazy. Foles would be dead if he was out there behind that O-line and what's going on right now.
Yeah, they caught on to those run-pass options with him, too, so I don't think that would have been as effective.
They need to – they cannot tank. They cannot tank the season. It doesn't work in football that way because you can find gems – in the mid-first round, in the third round, in the sixth round, it doesn't matter. You got to have, you know, whoever your GM is needs to figure it out and get the right picks. Because the Eagles have, it's not like one position. It's not like they need a running back and that's going to put them over the top. They have a lot of problems, so they need to try to keep everybody's morale up and keep fighting for the playoffs. Because I don't believe in Dallas. They beat Atlanta, and Atlanta lost to the Browns the week before. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe this Dallas thing yet. The key to Dallas is Zeke. You just got to stop Zeke. You stop Zeke, you win the game. I know it's tough to stop that dude, but that's really all.
Well,
they
the Cowboys right now are playing much better than the Eagles. So, to me, it's the Cowboys' division, they can mess it up.
Yeah, but it's all Zeke every week. Yeah, that's what I mean. You just got to stop him. And I know it's not easy.
They're winning games now. So, you know, I that would be like the worst nightmare. Not only do the Eagles fail to make the playoffs, but Dallas wins a freaking division.
Well, nobody wants to see Dallas in the playoffs.
I hear
nobody.
You. Yeah.
The problems, but some of the other problems are, and we all know it, right? The run rotation, this live by, die by, running back by committee, it's just how they're doing it. It's wrong. It's fine to do it, but you can't pull people out when you find a hot guy. The defense, you know, running the soft zones on third and long or just at any down. Like, you got to be aggressive. The only person I want to see head gone is Jim Schwartz, because you got to blitz. Like, it's just, you watch teams when they blitz and get pressure on quarterbacks, almost every quarterback, you know, breaks down if you're hitting them.
Yeah, they only rushed 12 times yesterday, but they were behind. So, you know, yesterday was kind of weird, but they give Adams seven carries. Yeah, it comes a point in time. Maybe you just got to let him be your only back from this point on. By the way, I was just thinking, who was the last Jim they drafted? The last Jim. You know, the guy that's not the first round pick, but the Jim. Ertz,
yeah, he's a Jim.
He's the last one.
I'm trying to think.
Who else?
Where was Kelce drafted?
All right, Kelce was
older.
Fifth round pick, I think.
That's great. The guy, he was the best center in football
The recent gems.
You haven't had
drafted. There haven't been any.
Mm-mm. You thought maybe Aguilar, if he could have built on last season, but
he
didn't
do
it.
He was a first-round pick.
That's true. No, you're right.
The gem is like the third round beyond.
And they were hoping that it would be, you know. Well, Mills, I guess, as a seventh round is kind of a gem.
He's not a gem.
Starting corner.
He's not. That doesn't mean he's a gem. He's just a guy.
He won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. He's like he would be like an opal. And not an emerald.
That's fair.
It's the Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
A message for the fans. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Camden County Board of Freeholders. Camden County Board of Freeholders reminds you to shop local in Camden County on November 24th during Small Business Saturday. Eagles fell to the Saints yesterday, 48-7. Doug Peterson spoke today on his message to the fans.
I think the message to the fans, just like I told the team after the game. I mean, you know, first of all, you can't hang your head. And if anybody does and anybody begins to sort of doubt, quite frankly, you don't need them. Because we believe, and I believe in those players. I believe in those coaches. And it's a group that is hurting, quite frankly. And it's a group that will get themselves, pick themselves up this week. They're not going to feel sorry for themselves.
The Sixers had two wins over the weekend. The latest Saturday night against the Hornets, thanks to a Jimmy Butler three-pointer in the final seconds of the game. They'll play the Suns tonight. You can hear that game right here on The Fanatic at 7. Missed any of our shows? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's Mike Missinelli here from Now, what am I talking about right now? I'm talking about Mercedes. So, the Mercedes-Benz winter event, that's what I'm talking about. Of course! It's a fantastic event. It's going on now through November 30th, where you're going to get a credit towards your first month's payment on all 2018 models. That's right. Just check it out on yourmercedes.com. You can find out their entire special line or their entire inventory, frankly. Or visit any of the three Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Holiday season is upon us. That means we're going to spend a lot of time in our cars. Now, if you're sitting in the luxury of a Mercedes-Benz, it won't seem like a chore no matter where you're going. Treat yourself. It's time. Go test drive a Mercedes-Benz today at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Whether you're looking for a sporty sedan or a family SUV, you will not be disappointed. When you get there, you tell them Mike Miss sent you.
It's good! Jimmy Butler, put it in! Oh, yeah!
Suns, Sixers, tonight at 7 on your home for 76ers basketball.
Jimmy Butler with a game-winning triple! Are you kidding me?
97.5 The Fanatic.
1-800-GOD-JUNK can always get there quicker.
Because we've got more trucks,
more people,
and better systems.
1-800-GOD-JUNK is the original
and world's largest
full-service junk removal company.
Full-service means
all you have to do is point.
We're happy,
hard-working heroes.
We make problems go away.
You're going to love these heroes.
I love working here.
We drive clean, shiny trucks,
and wear snappy, happy uniforms
because we're proud of what we do.
Point at something that's in the way.
Gone.
Point at something awkward and ugly.
Gone.
Point at an old sofa, a desk, a hide-a-bed, a pile of trash.
Gone, 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 gone.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Your wish is our command.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Watch the historic head-to-head 18-hole duel between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson for a winner-take-all $9 million competition. This highly anticipated showdown between two legendary golfers who have won a combined 19 majors comes to you live from Las Vegas, Friday, November 23rd. Capital One, the match will be available on BRT.live and pay-per-view.